in 2009 that of 8th graders were proficient in science, and that's improved to 32% in 2011.
Jack Buckley at the National Center for Education Statistics. Jerry Wheeler at the National Science Teachers Association says schools must do better.
We need to have workers that understand science and technology and feel comfortable in it.
Rutgers University has been looking at the fortunes of college graduates over the past 5 years. Not much fortune in it. Only half of them have a full-time job, and 40% of those jobs don't even require college.
Students are really coming out with uncertain job prospects, a lot of debt, and the debt's constraining their career and life choices. So a quarter have taken a job they're not enthusiastic about. Another quarter have moved in with their parents to save money. They're delaying marriage and certainly major purchases.
Cliff Zukin at Rutgers. Unemployment applications made a tiny move in the right direction last week, 367,000 new ones. Still, it is slow improvement, says Ellen Zentner at Nomura Securities.
Leisure and hospitality jobs are growing. We wouldn't be growing jobs there if U.S. households weren't a little bit more confident and a little bit feeling better about their financial situation.
Wall Street, the Dow's up about 40. The Nasdaq's gained 6, oil at about $97 a barrel. The Obama administration is suing Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Arizona, claiming his department discriminates against Latinos. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The feds say that Arpaio has to better train his officers to handle Latino suspects in a more appropriate manner, in a manner consistent with their constitutional rights. Arpaio says it's really none of the Fed's business how he runs his sheriff's office or how he trains his officers.
Arpaio has already said bring on the lawsuit. That way he'll have his day in court. Some of Mitt Romney's high school classmates back in Michigan say they remember a day when he helped some other boys cut off a blonde boy's long bleached hair. Romney doesn't deny it to Fox.
If there's anything I said that was offensive to someone, I certainly am sorry about that, very deeply sorry about that.
Romney says he had no sense of the other boy's sexual orientation. Some of the other students said they thought he was gay. Russia says its agents have foiled a terror attack planned for the resort town of Sochi on the Black Sea coast. Reporter Peter Van Dyke is in Moscow.
The arms seized include surface-to-air missiles, grenade launchers, and flamethrowers. So it's quite a serious stock of arms.
Russian intelligence says it was a plot by Islamist extremists to attack the 2014 Winter Olympics. Half of Americans 18 to 30 have had a sunburn at least once in the last year. The rate of sunburn is about what it was 10 years ago. Experts say that's a sign people are ignoring their good advice about sunscreen. At the very least, people say it's a sign they want a really good tan, and sometimes they get a burn trying to get there. This is CBS News.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscapes deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals were available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings by 2000 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hanging out at one mall in Dallas, Texas, comes with some new rules.
Teens 17 years old and younger must now have an adult or guardian with them when visiting North Park Mall after 6 p.m. And that's not the only new rule. There's actually a list of them. Things like no PDA, hoodies, photographing, or videotaping inside the mall. That sort of behavior will now get you tossed. Mark Anik, spokesperson for the mall.
The code isn't really a response to any particular incident or happenstance that's gone on here at the center. It's more a response to that growth.
But some mallgoers think the conduct code is a bit extreme.
Oh, that's going to be fun enforcing that. I just don't see it happening.
Jane Slater, CBS News, Dallas.
Asteroids go bump in the ring of solar system space they inhabit. NASA says the giant asteroid named Vesta has been hit at least twice, most likely by smaller asteroids. The estimate is, based on Hubble telescope photos, it last happened only 1 or 2 billion years ago. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big break sales event.
That
yes.
means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get it?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Ford all day long.
Now, buy four select name brand tires and get a $100 rebate, plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
It does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
$100 rebate cannot be combined with other tire manufacturer rebate or offer. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 531-12.
With Bill Bittaker, Talkers Chief Friends and Neighbors Network. My guest today will be Julia Ogden.
And now, here's Bill Bittaker.
You know, my life has gotten really weird this week. Can I tell you the truth? And here's why. This is very strange, I think, to me. So yesterday I went to the high school and I spoke to two different classes and they asked me, Dan Monroe said, would you talk to the class about the Vietnam War, which I did. Last night I had my brain went crazy with things in my brain. But anyway, so I didn't get any sleep. So if I yawn out loud, it's not my fault. So that was weird. And today I've been invited, and I'm very grateful that they asked me. KBC is going to celebrate their 75th anniversary, and Dave Conklin said, would you come and share some of the many, many years that you spent there? I said, you bet. So I'm going to have to go back in time with that. Tomorrow, the brother that I have, I've only seen twice in 40 years, shows up. You know that way back machine? I wish it were broke.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Bittaker. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Have you ever worked with Costa Computers? Costa Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite. ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Ridex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. We also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
or your team could just not care. Okay? I will say this one, I was in high school yesterday. It was a tenant group, and it was a drugs. All right, let's do our highlight in history for the Tribune today. Our highlight in history on May 10th in 1869, a golden spike was driven in Promontory, Utah, marking the completion of the first transcontinental railroad in the United States of America. On this date, 1933, the Nazis staged massive public book burnings in Germany. We'll have a book story today. 1940, during World War II, German forces began invading the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium, and France. The same day, British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain resigned, and Winston Churchill formed a new government. Neville was like, "Everything. I think everything's fine, isn't it?" No. In 1977, actor Joan Crawford, 72, died in New York. In 1994, Nelson Mandela took the oath of office to become South Africa's first black president. 5 years ago, a federal jury in Santa Ana convicted Chinese-born engineer Chi Mack of conspiring to export U.S. defense technology to China. Mack was later sentenced to 241 years in federal prison. My birthday today, sportscaster Pat Summerall is 82, and plastic surgery I've ever seen. Author Barbara Taylor Bradford is 79, singer Donovan is 66, rocker single Bono is 52. Model Linda Evangelista is not only 47 today, but she's going to get that much in thousands of dollars a month. Rapper Young MC is 45. Race car driver Helio Castroneves is 37. Actress Lauren Potter from Glee is 22 today. Happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you if it is your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Smokehouse Barbecue has been knocking out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby backwards to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot lace sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a burger. Most has an enormous selection of size from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the Beach in Pismo. They'll be saying no barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
PowCoastNews.com on KYNS. More news station.
There. Good, Bill Benica right now, and I am doing CalCoastNews.com for you and I, and let me tell you what's going on. Grover Beach Police were buffed aware of a Randy merger plan, which could lead to the consolidation of two South County police departments, met its first serious resistance this week when officers from Grover Beach balked at a potential personnel cut to their ranks. The Word Randy and Grover Beach City officials are involved in a year-long discussions regarding the meeting of the city's police departments, the melding of the city's police departments into one unit to save an estimated $1 million. After hearing that at least three of their sworn officer positions would be eliminated in the current scenario of the revenue saving plan, members of the Grover Beach Police Officers Association decided they cannot support any proposal that results in the loss of a job for any of our members. I'm not sure what they thought the merger was for. Anyway, that message was contained in a letter signed by President Juan Leon and delivered this week to Grover Beach Police Chief Jim Kofsky. Leon said his group's members were also highly concerned about a background psychological and medical testing system proposed to be applied to Grover Beach officers wishing to be part of a combined department. Grover Beach officers also objected to a proposed probation period they deemed would be used by Royal Grande police officials to eliminate employees who passed the testing but did not meet Royal Grande expectations. Sure, that melding didn't sound so good. I'll tell you that. It's not going so good. We're going to meld the two departments to save $1 million, and it wasn't on like police cars. Yeah, let's go on with other things then. There's a surprise. But a hunger strike by about a dozen California State University students over rising tuition costs. Chancellor's office administrators are accused of recklessly spending public funds to purchase expensive meals and car service rides. As students face another tuition hike this fall, or strike, a CBS 2 News investigation discovered that the chancellor's office spent more than $110,000 in catering bills for 2011. I think that is completely ridiculous, and it disgusts me, actually, as a student. They're raising our tuition, eating nice meals, and we're suffering, says CSU student Matthew Delgado told CBS 2. Let them eat cake, is what they're saying. And they are. I can tell you this. I can tell you that I knew someone that worked at Cal Poly who worked for Warren Baker's wife, and she was in charge of catering events that Warren Baker's wife had, and she made over $80,000 a year, which I thought was pretty good. Pretty good for her. And that's like for the students, once again. Okay, we got a lot of this stuff with the students going on right there. Okay, everything going on. Another pain piece I want to share with you, if I can find the damn thing. It's coming. It's not coming. I have to find it. There's an open letter to Pastor Robles residents, opinion by John Reynolds. He starts by saying, "My name is John Reynolds. I'm a resident of Pastor Robles, a voter and a taxpayer. And contrary to some comments on Calcos News, I am not a lawyer, but I believe I do have a good sense of legality or ethicality of an action. The small test works for me. If something doesn't smell right, it probably isn't. I also have no desire or intention of running for mayor or any other public office. There must be many other citizens of the city that are much more qualified than I. I was surprised and a little shocked at the email I sent to the city manager, James Happ, and Mayor Dwayne Picano, asking about the workers' compensation claim filed by former police chief Lisa Solomon Chitty. Had the result that it did, if the email helped cause her to withdraw or be asked to withdraw this claim, then great. I, as a citizen, simply trying to get answers to questions that I believe any taxpaying resident of this city should have. If she violated state workers' compensation regulations concerning filing a fraudulent or non-validated claim, then she should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law." Let me see where we can go here. Let me skip a little bit here because it's a big long thing. I'm trying to find out where we're going with this. There have been lots of comments on articles published by both Calcos News and the Tribune about the many issues facing the city. Hopefully these comments are a true reflection of citizens' anger and frustration with how the city is being run. Some have been derogatory and some have been very insightful. But all the comments in the world pale in comparison to actions. A more informed and enlightened citizenry and mandatory to making changes happen. As long as the city manager and the obedient inner circle, i.e. the city council, believe that they can do whatever they want, tell us anything they want to tell us, use coercion, threats, or money to keep things running along as always, and sweep things under the carpet as it suits them, nothing will change. City needs and deserves a mayor that does not move more than pass out commendations and proclamations. This city needs and deserves a city council that puts the citizens above all else and spends our money as if we're coming from their own pockets. And this city needs and deserves a city manager that publicly acknowledges that he or she serves the citizens, not the other way around. We currently have none of the above. There's decided to be enough people in this city that agree with some or all of this, and will, through individual and group actions, make these happen in the upcoming election. So I'm not sure what was said against what he had to say. I don't understand that, because I thought that everybody's on sort of the same page with this whole nightmare. But I could be wrong. Anyway, that's what's going on with CalcosNews.com right now. I'm not sure about tomorrow, although it should be in the afternoon. We'll see what we can find out. And in the meantime, in between time, don't forget you go to CalcosNews 24/7. Things pop up all the time, new information, and you can go to Talk is Cheap in the upper right corner. Click on that, and we are streaming KYNS 1340 live every day.
CalcosNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
All right, with Bill, it's Thursday. Hey, it's Thursday. And let's see what's going on. Mother's Day. We have Mother's Day. It's coming up. Let's see if I do something nice for Mom. You know what happens a lot of times on Mother's Day? I'm trying to keep this from happening to my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law say, "Okay, let's all have like a big ham dinner over here or something." And she does the work. That doesn't make any sense. That's it. So I got to come up with something. I got to come up with a plan. All barbecue hot dogs. All right, other things are going on today. There's a ton of stuff going on. There's a big, huge thing going on in L.A. now. This is wild and crazy stuff. Remember, Clint Eastwood and what's his name? Like, doesn't matter. You have to know your limitations. That one. Hal Holbrook and the Dirty Harry with Hal Holbrook and the motorcycle cops that took matters into their own hands, if you remember. Well, they're claiming now in L.A. that there's a group of cops just like that. And they have a special tattoo that's got a skull, aces and eights, which was the dead man's hand, and the revolver. And if you've been in a citizen shooting where you shoot the citizen, then you add smoke coming out of the barrel of the gun. Doesn't sound like a friendly group. Right? And it's hard for me because, you know, men get into this macho stuff all the time. They just do. Understood. That's how men are. You know, this happens in service. It happens in, I'm sure, police departments. I think that people develop an attitude of, and rightfully so, let's take Afghanistan, us against them. That's how they feel. I would imagine policemen feel the same way. We have to deal with all these people the same over and over again. I think they feel the same way. So the question becomes is, the guy that came forward and said, well, this is what we are, we're a group of cops that, you know, try to stick together. So then the question would become to question this man and ask, you know, so have you been abusive beyond what this department would, you know, permit, or in any way, you know, doing something wrong towards the citizens? And then if he says, well, yes, we have, then that deserves a huge investigation. If it turns out that, no, they haven't, they've just got their own little club inside their own little club, whatever. But, you know, the part that gets kind of spooky is that anytime you have police, you know, you have the police involved, and the police are the people we arm, and we say, okay, take care of things and do it right. And I don't want to ever be naive about how the police have to deal with their lives. I mean, and it's foolish to be naive. Because, and today, you know, it was striking me today that this is like, you know, we're getting childish. What's the name of this thing? 50 Shades of Grey. There's a book out called 50 Shades of Grey. What's wrong with adults in this country? So here's this book out, 50 Shades of Grey. And now what they're doing is libraries are not even putting it on the shelves because it's a little risque. I mean, a little steamy, as they say. And they call it a housewife novel or something because it's aimed for that age group. So they compare it to Lady Chatterley's Lover and to Lolita and that kind of thing. And there should be rules about who can rent, who can, you know, take out a book at what age group, depending on the content of a book. I mean, I can understand that. But the fact that you go, we're just not going to have it in the library because, you know, we don't need this thing. It's not right. I find that really shaky. I find that completely shaky, to tell you the truth. So a lot of people, of course, that have e-readers or Kindles, whatever they may be, they can just buy the book and say, okay, I'm going to read it. And I don't think their lives are going to change dramatically because they did that. You know, when you consider the content of what's on, you can find on the internet, and what you can find in movie houses, quite frankly, it's like this thing that's like, you know, we're naive, and all of a sudden somebody writes a book that's by the way, the number one bestseller right now, it's just the number one bestseller, and we go, oh, I'm so surprised, I didn't know it contained that kind of content. Oh, help, dear, dear. It's like, what are you talking about? You're grown up. You know, if you don't want the kids to read it, then fine. You say you can't read it unless you're 18 years old or whatever the heck the age you pick. It's like, come on. That's just me. I'm finally beginning to question everything and worry about none of it. That's it right there. I question everything. I care about nothing. That's a good way to be right there. Too weird. Books, all these things, you know. Boy, we got one here. Let's worry about this person, because, I mean, how could you not worry about this person? Let's see if this is it right here. Come on. Come on. Come on, buddy. Come on. Be a sport. Okay, be a sport. So, as I was saying, to the dog just the other day, oh, that's right, I don't have a dog. The cat, I don't have a cat. I have a cat shirt on today, though. It says, I like cats, I just can't eat a whole one by myself. This to go see Dave Congleman over at KBC. So, those of you that know anything about Dave will understand how fun this is going to be. But anyway, so we want you to know about, first I got to make sure it's the right story, then I'll tell you if it's what we want you to know about.
There you go. And the title of this story is, now I'm surprised, I have to be honest with you. You know, oh, I'm shocked. It's called Get a Wiggle with Your Wiener. I'm more shocked that nothing's happening. No, I'm not. I'm used to that. I don't want to be this way. It just is.
She is back in action selling hot dogs, hoping to hook customers with the slogan,
Get a little wiggle with your wiener.
Kathy Scalia has wiggled her way to fame, known by the name the Hot Dog Hooker.
Arrested for selling sex acts along with her wieners.
I plead guilty to stripper. A stripper, not prostitution.
Ever since she wiggled her way out of a Long Island jail Tuesday, she's been making the press blush explaining the distinctions.
Prostitution is sex. Sexual acts. That's prostitution.
She actually pleaded guilty to misdemeanor prostitution after an undercover cop bought hot dogs from her stand, took a business card offering topless dances, and ended up getting a lap dance at her home. She denies police accusations that she offered more. Now it's the press being proposition.
All right, who wants to get a lap dance? I'll show you what it looks like. Come to the hot dog truck tomorrow. I'll have a bikini top on.
Oh, the rain put a damper on her fashion plans.
Yeah, could she just show us really quickly her...
Yes, she has it on. She does have it on. We don't want it. This is live TV.
As if that would stop her.
Did you see me in the news?
There was a lot to see.
At least two.
She wasn't always so brazen. Take, for instance, the last time she was arrested. Instead of bouncing around, she hung her head to hide after being charged with prostitution out of a hot dog truck 8 years ago. But now the country's most famous hot dog vendor has knocked even a tanning mom out of the limelight. One poll made readers choose. They went for the hot dog lady.
I like doing the hot dogs. You know, I like conversating with people.
But all the conversating about her is bound to get back to her four teenage boys in their grandmother's custody.
To my boys, your mother's a stripper. You're going to have to live with that till the day you die.
And what about the effect on wieners? Are you worried that the hot dog stripper is giving hot dogs a bad name?
Hot dogs? Really?
You heard about the hot dog hooker?
What?
I'll have a hot dog with mustard. Hold the cleavage. Ginny Mo, CNN.
That's CNN, I know it.
New York.
My family struggled, and it was assumed that while I would go to college, I would have to pay for it myself.
Charlie didn't know how to get the money she needed for college, and then she found out...
We've been talking backstage, and you've been talking about how you're obviously so beautiful, and you're in great shape, and I was talking to you, and you said that you do a lot of yoga.
I do.
And you actually said that you do that you were going to show me a yoga move out here, and I will not be denied. I beg you. She didn't want to do it, but I said, I want to see you do this yoga move.
And I have to take off my shoes if I'm going to be really doing this, and I need your help.
Okay. Oh, well. No.
This is a new... Wow. Okay, all right, ready? Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Here's the deal. I hadn't really meant this to progressive there because I just hadn't meant that to progressive there. So we're going to quietly and bring this down and say, because apparently on Conan, a lady was doing a yoga thing that was barely what most people consider yoga, but, you know, because we're kind of offended by everything nowadays, you know, it's hard to say where that was going exactly. And I have coming in today Julia Ogden, and I hope. And so when Julia gets here, we'll have a chat. Here's our phone number, 786-2578. That's 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. 1-866-937-1340. If you want to call toll-free, we'll pay for it. I hope. We need money for a new computer is what we need. Okay. So, but I, you know, I get through it. You know, it's just we go along with what we got, and we don't worry about it too much. Anyhow, so I'm going to, here's what I'm going to do right now. Wait a second. Let me see if I can get things organized here for us. All right, we're going to do my little number. So we're going to hear from Richard Kleiderman, and we'll see if Julia shows up while this plays. We're rocking and rolling now, and so that was Te Amo from Richard Kleiderman. And sure enough, Julia Ogden was waiting out in the front office there, you know what I mean, and being patient and saying, I hope somebody comes and gets me because, you know, I don't see anybody. This happens occasionally out front there. I don't know what exactly is going on. Then someone says to me, when Julia's done, you might want to let her out and lock the door because there's not going to be anybody here. And yet I know that we just put in this new alarm thing. So then if I lock the door to let you out, and then right. I unlock it to let me out,
right.
What's going to happen?
Alarm's going to go off.
I think it is. So I, fine, if you just come in, if you want the copy or whatever you need, just come on. But I'm not locking the, I'm not locking the door. Are you kidding? Anyway, Julia, we got Julia. About a month ago, were we together?
Yeah.
A little longer now?
Yeah, a little longer.
Okay. And so Julia's with Habitat for Humanity, and she runs the show, and she knows what she's doing. And so I guess we have an event coming up. Is that true?
Well, actually, I asked to come back on because we are now accepting applications for the three homes that we'll be starting to build in November.
Cool.
And so we're trying to get the word out. Even if you yourself are not a very low-income or a low-income person, family, maybe you know somebody. Maybe you work, volunteer with a group that assists people like that.
Just wander the hall out here. You'll see.
You'll see people who would qualify. But the application is out. We're accepting applications through the 30th of the month.
Okay, now, so where the heck are we now? What's this, the 15th or something?
16th, the 10th.
15th, 10th? Okay, yeah. So we're at the 10th. Let me know right away how people get hold of where they can get an application.
Well, they can do it one of three ways.
Okay.
They can stop by the office. We have applications in the office. They can call the office, and we'll mail it to them, and the office number is 782-0687.
Okay.
Or you can download it off our website, which is hfhsloco.org.
Nobody's going to remember that.
No, probably not. just Google Habitat for Humanity Slow County.
Yeah, there you go. And the other thing, too, is I know Google's got a lot of people looking at them kind of sideways, but thank God for Google. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
And then you guys are looking at 187 Tang Farm Road, Suite 130B, which is once again where Tang Farm Road, it's the new little doohickey road that goes in there by Idlers and all those people in there. Mm-hmm. And there's the poodle wash and the lady that sells consignment furniture, which I'm taking some over tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
So that's where they are. We'll see how that goes.
You're not bringing it to our restore? Mm-hmm.
No, I need a buck. I mean, otherwise, I have to have one of your houses.
That's I understand.
So it's one of those things. And I got to work it out. Anyway, so let's review, though, what Habitat for Humanity is doing in these three homes that are being built and where they're being built and who does all this work and all
that. Sure. The homes are going to be off of Broad Street on Rockview Place. There'll be three homes. They're about 1,070 square feet, three bedroom. The work is being done, will be done predominantly by volunteers. We're partnering with the Home Builders Association.
Okay, on Rockview Place, I don't know if there's any way to do this. I mean, that's hard. If you know what Rockview Place is, you know it. If you don't know it, it wouldn't make any sense anyway. But Rockview Place has always had some condos way up on the top of
it. That's right.
And then they've just built some new condos down towards Broad Street more.
Uh-huh.
And then where are you building your house in between that?
We're right across from the bottled water company.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Where we'll be.
Crystal Springs. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So, some of the labor on the house will have to be done by licensed subcontractors. We're required by law to have electrical, plumbing, those sorts of things, those hookups for the houses. So we will be looking for contractors who might, donate in whole or in part the labor to do that.
The other people are very fussy about that, I've learned, is insurance companies.
They are.
A lot of times they're not that happy if you say, well, I put that light in. They go, yeah. Guess what? If your house burns down, the hell with it. It was just a simple light. Hard could it be?
Well, and there's the new green build regulations for the state. So what are they?
Yes.
It's has a whole lot to do with making sure that you have appliances that are as energy efficient as possible, using less water. So, shower heads, toilets, those sorts of things have to meet certain specifications.
Do they have to be worse than they were before?
I think they're a little bit tighter, yes. I think it's a little bit more.
And then in case someone breaks in your house in the middle of the night and they drill out the thing that restricts the water so that you can't take a decent shower, flush your toilet, and make it work, if in the event that should happen to you, you could or could not report to the police depending on how you feel about it. Sorry.
It's all right.
They can't use less water in a toilet than they do now, and the thing now it's like a merry-go-round. It doesn't do anything.
It's pretty stringent. But the reality is, we do have water issues.
That's true.
There's
no question. I think is really weird. Why we wait until we have crises? I don't get it. We went through this terrible time in the 80s and everything. And why don't we say right now there's certain water restrictions? They don't have to be maybe as strict as they would ultimately become.
Right.
But say, there's a certain amount of water you can use. If you think you can water your yard, from now till doomsday, to heck with you.
Well, I think, these regulations are in part to, California is a green state. It is. It's one of the things I like about it. But I think that... they're attempting to avoid putting out water restriction rules by creating things such as this, like the low-flow toilets and things like that, low-flow shower heads, so that you don't have to do that, so that you can retain water and preserve water without having to come out and say, hey, this is your allotment.
Although I'm proud of my water bill is less this year than ever it has been. I've been very conscientious about water. The thing also is, and I'm going to put a plug in for one of my sponsors. I'm sorry, I just am. if you say to yourself they just don't make a toilet that's going to work with 5 gallons or whatever it is, go to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and talk about a Toto toilet. Toto toilets actually positively, absolutely work with that little water.
With the little water.
Yeah, so and then you have to wonder about it. You don't be embarrassed with your guests and all that stuff, you hear them flushing 12 times in there.
Well, we do other things. We use tankless water heaters in our homes, both, energy efficient. We use Energy Star appliances. The homes have solar panels.
Do you have a tankless water heater yourself?
I do not.
Okay, I don't either yet, but I have to say this. If I had to replace my water heater, it's something I'd certainly consider.
Our families like them. And I've talked with a lot of other people who like them. And it's, like I said, it's just part of what we do. We green build. We use a lot of the materials that come into our restores go into our homes. The pipes, the, you know, fittings, the tools, a lot of the tools we get donated, we use on the builds. So, you know, we're big about keeping stuff out of the landfill and making the homes we build as green as possible.
I tried another thing, and it's not to say it wouldn't work for somebody else. It's just that if you asked me how they plumbed my house, I would say the Mad Hatter did it. You know, you don't know where the hot water is going to come out first, fastest. Sometimes it's this thing, sometimes it's over here. It's like, say, what? So I bought a thing at Home Depot a long time ago, and you put it in your water line, and what it basically does is it's electric, so you're going to use a little more electricity, but it doesn't use a lot. It's kind of like a trickle charger almost. And so what it does is it slowly circulates your water just a little bit so that you sort of keep hot water in your pipes. You know, so it's kind of always there. The only problem is where it is, and they say put it in the place that's the farthest from the water tank that doesn't get hot like it should.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that is that our families would know exactly where their hot water is going because they help build their homes. They're going to be in there.
Good point.
They're going to be in there knowing where all those pipes go and how the water heater works and how, you know, those 500 hours of sweat equity, they are personally building their home. And a lot of the families do a lot more than those 500 hours because they are so invested in their homes. You know, it becomes something they cherish and they want to know how it works. So they wouldn't be in the situation you're in trying to figure out where what is what.
Plus the fact they may be smarter than me just right off the get-go. So here's the thing. This doohickey did work. The only thing wrong was the farthest point from the water heater that worked badly was in the bathroom. And at night it would make this noise, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's like having a ticking clock in your bedroom, you know. It's kind of like, okay, well, we're going to save some electricity by not using this thing anymore.
We have no ticking in our homes.
We have no ticking. We have no ticking homes for Habitat.
For Habitat, right.
I got to tell you the truth. You know, when you think about this thing about people putting in 500 hours building their own home so they can afford their own home, you know, it's really, it makes me warm and fuzzy. I mean, it's a good feeling to know that somebody can do that. And if I didn't have the wherewithal to buy a home myself, you know, and said, okay, well, here's a chance of doing this, you know, of course, I'm gimpy, but I'd still whack away at something, you know, and see what I could do.
Well, I think, you know, the thing to keep in mind is that for these families, this is a chance of a lifetime.
Right.
And so they approach this home ownership a little bit differently, I think, than you and I would.
Oh, I would think so,
absolutely. You know, and the pride that goes into this home, it's also a real change for them. Most of these families, for generations, have never, they would have never thought they could afford a home, let alone live in one. So they're used to having a landlord, and the idea of owning something is kind of a foreign thought to them. It's a dream that they you know, would never expect to come true. So when they're out there, yeah, the warm fuzzies, you know, the volunteer teams who get to work with the families, the staff, everybody, you know, it's quite an experience to see the changes and how these families feel about what they're doing.
Well, and what I'm saying about warm fuzzy too is just the concept of here's a program that exists that says, okay, this is what we're going to help you do.
Right.
And that's really pretty cool.
Hand up,
you
not
know,
a hand
the
up.
The only way you and I could compare this to is if you knew the polar bear was coming and you had to get an igloo up real quick. You know what I mean? Because it was really that important to your life, you know. So it's kind of the same thing there.
And, you know, during the application period, we get a lot of phone calls. We get a lot of calls from people who aren't sure if they qualify. Because, to be honest with you, it's quite an extensive application. So if you are thinking of applying or you know somebody, the sooner you pick it up, the better. Because there's a lot of, we ask for a lot of financial data because we have to get verification that they are very low and low income families. But
now, you do explain this to me, but explain it to me again. My guest, by the way, is Julia Ogden from Habitat for Humanity, and our phone numbers, if you want to call in, are 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. So the ultimate way that you pick who's going to get these homes, you must have a pool of people that qualify.
It's yes, and it takes about 3 months to go through the whole process.
Okay, so now you have, of the three houses that are going to be available, how many people would you say would qualify for those three houses?
Well, we average between 60 and 100 applications. Of that, probably around two-thirds don't qualify right off the top. either they don't meet the income qualifications or any of the other criteria. Maybe they haven't lived in the county for a year.
Right.
You know, others end up being disqualified because we do take a good hard look at their financial situation. We want them to succeed. We don't want to put them in the house and then have them fail because they've got credit issues. And, you know, so there's a portion that will fall out there.
Oh, so it's kind of, now that you, how you're explaining this to me, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of a fine line situation where you have, you can have a lot of income, but you have to have enough income to be safe in getting in this house.
It's a balancing act.
Yeah,
and then the third part of this is that we go out and we interview. We have a committee that goes out and interviews that final group of applicants. And that's a little more subjective because what you're trying to figure out in whatever quantifiable way we can is whether these families are ready for the responsibilities of home ownership. Do they really understand what this means, that there isn't going to be a landlord to come in and fix their water heater, you know, that they've got pipes that are ticking or something, you know, that are they ready to make that switch? And it's that's why it takes us so long, because we want to make sure we've got it right.
I think people need to comprehend this, is the fact that you do have people who have never done anything but rent. It's like people who have never had a checking account.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I go, well, of course, everybody has a checking account.
Right.
No, they don't.
No.
There are lots of people that don't have checking accounts, as I've come to know. And so this is kind of one of those things. And so for you and I, and for a lot of people, even if we're renters, you know, we have a broad understanding of what's going on. Whereas some people that are not financially well off at all, they don't have the same concept of what is and isn't, I don't think, at all.
They don't. And it could be something as simple as, how do I change the filter on my furnace? Or do you mean I have to change the filter on my furnace?
Right.
I've got, a fire alarm system. Oh, my gosh, I've got to change the battery. And it's, you know, we do have classes for them prior to them moving in to go over that with them so that they understand, you know, what, that those small maintenance items are things they have to take care of. But it's also the bigger issues of, yes, you do have to clean your solar panels. And, yes, if you leave every light on in your house, your solar panels aren't going to generate enough electricity, and you will get a bill at the end of the year for electricity. You know, there's a whole education process that goes into this, and the families have to be ready. You know, they have to be at least open and receptive to it.
I think, though, that one of the things they may be is, I think they may be, how do I want to say this, penny-wise when it comes to things like lighting, you know, not having your lights on all the time and that kind of stuff. I've just been one of those people always that, and my wife and I are the same way. She'll even come in and say, here, you don't need this, and turn off a light, you know, because we don't. We don't burn lights in rooms we're not in. And in rooms we are in, we burn what is necessary.
It is true they have less money, so they have to be somewhat more careful.
That's
sometimes
me too.
A lot more careful.
I think it's me too. I mean, I have to be honest with you. I think that's the whole deal.
That's the point I was going to make, is that it's a mind frame that they may not have had to, you know, maybe their utilities are included in their rent payment,
that's
and they
true.
Don't even know it.
That's true.
And, you know, there's also, we've seen this not here. I have not seen this here, but with other affiliates where the families are so excited, they're in their home, what's the first thing you do? You decorate. And how do you decorate when you don't have a lot of money? You get a credit card and charge it up. Then they've got a problem.
Right.
And so we spend a lot of time with financial education. This is your budget. This is, you know, stay away from the credit cards because it could cause you some problems.
But that's really neat. I have to tell you again, this to me is really cool, because instead of just saying, okay, we finally found somebody that qualifies and here you go and here's your house, to take people beyond another step and say, it's kind of like, kids, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't understand money whatsoever. I didn't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how much we had. I didn't know anything about money. And so it's not to say people don't know anything about money. They do, because they go out and earn it, obviously, to qualify for this house. But once again, you're right. You know, people, because look at all the people in the world that fall into these credit card traps and these, what do you call them, quickie loan things and all that.
Yeah.
You know, they just do because, you know, they don't know that people are out to get them. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, and even now we're getting ready to launch a new workshop for our existing families. But I think, you know, we may open it up to, I've talked with Scott Smith at People Self-Help to see if they'd like to participate in this. What they don't really realize is they own a very large asset now. And so what do you need to do? Well, you need to write a will.
Right.
And you need to have a power of attorney. And you need to have a living will, because you now own a large asset. and you have children.
Right.
So if something happens, I mean, we cover a lot of this in the deeds of trust and our notes, our promissory notes, but, you know, that's just who inherits, you know, the property
what?
Sort
right.
of thing. But to actually take care of your children and your spouse should something happen, so that's a whole new concept that we're getting. And we're going to keep it simple, but at the same time, they need to be thinking about these things. So it's, yeah, it's a huge educational journey for them. What we're, you know, somebody asked me one day, what if the families start making more money than what they were? What
that's
if they're
a,
no
that's
longer?
A good question.
Yeah, and the answer is kudos to them. That's
oh,
what
good.
We want to see happen.
Good.
What we want is that home ownership spurs them on
you
and
can't,
gives them.
You can't earn your way out of your home.
No,
you know, by getting
no way.
Thrown out.
What you are doing is you're becoming a stronger partner in our community, and the families will benefit. And maybe the kids will go off to college. That's exactly what we want to see happen. We want
cool.
to see their income go up.
Cool, cool, cool. Let me give out these numbers again and faxes and thingies and all that. I'm talking with Julia Ogden, who's Chief Executive Officer of Habitat for Humanity in San Luis Obispo County. Their phone number, and remember, their applications are available now, and you want to get hot to trot on it, 782-0687. That's 782-0687. The easy way to do it is just Google San Luis Obispo Habitat for Humanity, and you'll get hfhsloco.org. And then they're 187 Tank Farm Road. Once again, it's the when you're heading for Trader Joe's, it's the road you'd probably take to go to Trader
short,
Joe's.
Cross
short,
street.
Cross street.
Cross
there's
street,
short street.
Yeah.
There's cross street, street. There's all kinds of little streets.
I should but know that because right we're getting ready to move the office onto Cross Street. So
you're on Short and you're going to move to Cross?
No, we're actually on Tank Farm Road, where our office is part of our ReStore, and we're changing the office space into more retail space for the ReStore, and the office is moving. Idlers has given us a great rental deal.
Cool.
And they've parceled off part of their store that's got offices in it, and we're going to move, so we're going to be right behind the ReStore now. The office will
now
be.
Tell us more about the ReStore.
Okay. The ReStore is that's one of our largest funding sources for, you know, what we do. We take donations of home improvement items, everything from toilets, windows, doors, cabinets. We get a lot of cabinets, tile. Home Depot just made a huge donation to us. When I left the office, we were offloading 3 pallets of tile
wow.
that they're no longer selling.
Wow.
So all those things are donations that come in, and then we sell them at a discounted price, and that money goes towards building the homes that we build. We have a store here on Tank Farm Road, and then we have one in Paso on Limestone Way.
Now, does anything that's brought in, and this may sound like a weird question, but does anything that's brought in, is it all just immediately sold just for the cash value of it, or does any of it get saved to possibly offer to the people to buy a home,
that
get a home?
Some of the materials, if they come in, pipes in the Phillips Lane house, all the sinks and the toilets came from donations to the ReStore. If there are things that we can use to go into the homes, you know, to help construct it or, you know, those sorts of fixtures, lights, a lot of the lights, we got a donation of light fixtures that came in and we used them in the home, ceiling fans. So some of the stuff that comes in does go into the homes, but the rest of it we sell.
Here's another thing, too, that I think is going to happen most scosh, and this is right in your neighborhood over there.
Mm-hmm.
I assume they're still doing this program. I could be totally wrong, but I would assume. When they build new housing now,
mm-hmm.
they have to put in a certain amount of low-flow toilets and all that
yeah.
around the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I got when I was in a condo, I got a free toilet and was fine with two free toilets. It was fine
right.
with me. And so that's how they have to do it. They have to retrofit other areas and that kind of thing.
Well, you know, because we're a green builder, if a toilet comes in that's not a low-flow toilet, we probably won't take it.
But you can't get a toilet that's not a low-flow toilet anymore.
You'd be surprised.
Anymore.
We get donations of toilets that have probably been in houses for 20 years.
Oh, good. There's a good point. There's a good point.
And, you know, so, but I have to say, now we're getting as much new stuff as we are used items. But kitchen cabinets that come in, they're gone within 24 hours in our store. They
wow.
come in, they go out.
Cool,
so,
cool, cool.
Yeah.
All right. wonderful things are going on with Habitat for Humanity. But once again, what Julia's here for today is to make sure that you know that there are three houses coming up for occupation, mm-hmm. and to be built. And so remember, if you know somebody, you may not be qualified for this, but if you know somebody, you think in the back of your mind, you know, who am I in touch with that may be qualified for this kind of a program, please give Julia a call. Once again, that phone number is 782-0687.
One last comment?
Yeah, please.
I should, just a reminder. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Even though we're accepting applications, just a reminder that these homes are purchased by the families who qualify. We don't give the homes to them. They actually become homeowners, so our mortgages are 0% interest. But, you know, part of the financial scrutiny is that they have to be able to make a mortgage payment.
There you go. All right. So can you keep that in mind, too? I don't know who I'd know that would I can narrow that down to, but as you never know.
You know, you maybe know an organization though that may
That's
be
true.
Providing services to
That's
families and that we haven't reached out to. So it might be, you know, keep that in mind. You don't know who you know.
Wait, let me just say this on behalf of the Veterans of America. Mm-hmm. Under how would you say it? Vets that are making an income but not a huge income.
Right.
And we have a lot of those. You know, It's below market money. They're underachieving. They're not making enough money. Anyway.
Low income.
Well, low income. I guess that's the right thing.
Yeah.
Way to say it. Low income. Anyway, so there are a lot of vets in that shape. So if you know a vet.
We did actually send a notification over to Veterans Services. So they've got the information. So if you happen to be a vet that's out of, you know, not on active duty, and have a family, check it out. They've got the information, too.
Cool. Right there at the corner of Grand and Monterey in the Vets Memorial Building. I thank Julie Ogden once again for being here. I'm glad we're rocking and rolling and doing these three houses, and I certainly welcome you back whenever we're doing something else.
Thank you.
All right,
love
thanks,
it.
Julie. I appreciate you for being here. Thanks.
And I ran a small business in Atascadero for 17 years. Now I'm running for county supervisor. This real-world experience, as well as being a wife and mother, tell me things like paying a local government bureaucrat $240,000 a year, raising taxes to pay for mosquito-eating fish, and regulating backyard bird feeders are not the right priorities for our community. The simple truth is, irresponsible spending and overregulation harms our local economy. Unfortunately, all of these things were supported by my opponent, 8-year incumbent Jim Patterson. We don't need to be told what to do. We just need to do the right thing. The right thing is to stop wasting money on unnecessary bureaucracy and regulations that are costing us jobs and preventing our local businesses from growing. I get it. This is Debbie Arnold. I would appreciate your vote for supervisor on June 5th. Paid for by Debbie Arnold for Supervisor 2012.
Sam, what's in your mouth?
Not good.
Come again?
I said wax lips.
First, no one likes wax lips, ever. Second, why are you wearing wax lips?
I'm ashamed of my teeth. I'm missing a couple because they were pulled and a few of the others. Well, it's not pretty.
I never noticed anything before. Let me look.
Ew! Oh, it's like a Hammer horror film in there.
I know. So it's wax lips for me. Look, there's a better solution that doesn't involve you looking like a creepy clown. Call Swiss Dental Center for a free consultation. Swiss Dental Center specializes in implants and dentures. Dr. Phillips directs a training center for implant dentistry, so you know you're dealing with experts.
Swiss Dental Center, is that good?
Swiss Dental Center is that great. All right, call now for your free consultation. 541-1004.
Done. I'm calling Swiss Dental Center.
Great. And after that, they can talk about that mullet.
That mullet. Hey, that mullet. And Talk of CBB brought to us in part by Carol Phillips of the Swiss Dental Center. So you should stop by. Go on our website right there, Swiss Dental, and find out all the great things that people have to say about her. How's that? Unlike some of us that, you know, few people have something nice to say and a few people don't. That's the way it is. All right, other things that are going on. Let's talk about what happened here. Obama honors kings of songwriting. Now, remember, and so because it struck me right away when I saw this, I thought, well, wait a minute. But this is songwriting, so not just composers. So Burt Bacharach and Hal David got an award, and the show featured Stevie Wonder, Sheryl Crow, Lyle Lovett. Eunice David, the wife of Hal David, accepted the award on his behalf. So we're reminded of some of the great stuff they wrote, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Close to You, What Friends Are For, et cetera, et cetera. And they produced dozens of top 40 hits, a turnout hit music for movies, television, a variety of recording artists, et cetera. Past recipients of the Gershwin Prize have included Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, and Paul McCartney. This is the first time it has gone to a songwriting duo. So here we got the artwork. You know, the people that have money have money. I mean, they got money. You know, it's time to take money. Warhol's Elvis fetches $37 million. Double Elvis sold for $37 million, work by Roy Lichtenstein and Chinese dissident artist Al Weewill, broke their own record at Sotheby's Contemporary Art Sale Wednesday. Lichtenstein's Sleeping Girl, depicting a woman with closed eyes and flowing blonde hair, fetched $44 million. Weewee's one-ton handmade porcelain sunflower seeds sold for $782,000. Anyway, so this is people are spending some dough. That's really nice. This was Elvis Presley's A Cowboy, in case you didn't know what this was. Now, I wouldn't know that. Yeehaw! Elvis, $37 million. You can't hardly beat that. Okay. I'll tell you what we're going to do, CBS News next. And when we come back, we got lots of things to talk about going on in our community.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. The FDA's panel of experts, after a hearing today, is considering whether to recommend for use a drug that the maker says could prevent HIV/AIDS.
FDA investigators say Truvada is safe and effective. Gladstone Institute researcher Dr. Bob Grant led a breakthrough study which came to the same conclusion. He rejects criticisms that the drug costs too much, that the benefits for women haven't been proven, that the availability of a prevention pill would encourage unsafe sex practices.
We have not seen any evidence of that in our studies. In fact, we see that people tend towards safer behavior.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
It takes brilliance in science to create drugs that stop disease. The latest on science education shows the U.S. is still lagging. Though 8th grade performance went up from 09 to last year by 2 points, 68% of students don't reach basic proficiency. Jerry Wheeler at the National Science Teachers Association.
What we're doing wrong is we're not putting the attention at the school level to help these science teachers raise the achievement level of children.
Only 2% of public school 8th graders are performing at a level that could lead to a science career. The band director at Florida A&M has announced his retirement in the wake of the hazing death and scandal. Dr. Julian White is 71. Meanwhile, not all of those arrested in the scandal were students.
A university-provided list of 11 people arrested for the felony hazing death of Robert Champion shows that 4 were not enrolled at Florida A&M. The status of another is unknown. It's not clear whether any of them were expelled because of the charges. Meantime, the university says more than 100 non-FAMU students were on the fall travel roster but may not have been academically eligible to be band members. The school says about 60 made the trip to Orlando. And a special trustees meeting is reportedly being planned to discuss reinstatement of the band program. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
They are said to have been the biggest explosions yet in Syria today. 2 suicide car bombers killed dozens of people and injured hundreds today in Damascus. It looks like Al-Qaeda, and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says that is possible.
We do have intelligence that indicates that there is an Al-Qaeda presence in Syria. But frankly, we don't have very good intelligence as to just exactly what their activities are.
Minnesota Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann says she automatically became a dual citizen when she married her Swiss husband, Marcus. She has sent a letter, she says, to the Swiss embassy now asking that her citizenship be revoked in Switzerland because she's American 100% and wants that to be known. On Wall Street, the Dow today gained about 19 points. The Nasdaq gained a point or so. Oil prices, $97, a little under $97 a barrel. This is CBS News.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want? The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscapes deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape setting stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
The census says foreign-born households tend to be bigger than American-born families.
Not only are households including non-U.S. citizens larger, they also tend to include more children and grandparents.
About 10% of all households with a foreign-born householder were multigenerational, compared with 5% of native households.
Elizabeth Grieco of the Census Bureau says that most of the increase took place between 2000 and 2006. Growth did slow down toward the end of the last decade. Four states, California, New York, Texas, and Florida, now comprise more than one-half of the foreign-born population living in this country. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
In the town of Kima, Texas, police say the man who kept falling off of his unicycle on a bridge about 20 miles southeast of Houston was probably drunk, but he was surely jaybird naked and quite a distraction to the drivers. So they wrote him a ticket for distracting drivers and creating a hazard. The man explained to the police he just liked riding his unicycle with no clothes on. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Hey, Pops, what's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Is it Drake the duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra-water-saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
The MRI system everyone has been waiting for is now at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Patients love it. No more claustrophobia. No more masks over your face. No more tight spaces. And imaging speed to get you in and out, faster than any other magnet made. Plus, doctors love its unsurpassed image quality. The Siemens Skyra produces images doctors only dreamed of before. When you need your next MRI, ask for the new wide-open, ultra-high-field Siemens Skyra at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Even if you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Best image quality, the greatest patient comfort, and the lowest possible price. Why should you go anywhere else? When you need an MRI, call San Luis Diagnostic Center. 542-9700. That's 542-9700. To schedule your exam on the most modern equipment available.
Monday, Monday, happy days. Monday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, but Michael Hunt's ready to race for you. These days are happy days. These days are share them with me. These happy days are yours and mine. These happy days are yours and mine. Happy days.
I'm happy, I can tell you that. You're Bill Banker, Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network. My news and commentary right here on 1340. And then Tom Hartman follows me today at 2 o'clock, 5 after the news right there. Okay, other things that are going on in our world. Another person called to say, who was it? I'll come up with it. Why somebody isn't on the air anymore? I don't know. I have nothing to do with it. I don't know. Other things that happened, though. What was the thing I wanted to tell you about? Oh, here it was, right here. I don't know if I understand what this is about, but I'm going to give it a shot for you, okay? Because it's like, say what? Bristol Palin, too much glee in Obama decision. This is to support gay marriage. President Barack Obama's endorsement Wednesday of same-sex marriage didn't please Bristol Palin, the daughter of former Alaska governor and 2008 vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, took to her blog Thursday to slam the president for taking political cues from his two daughters, who she suggested were watching too much television. In an ABC News interview, Obama explained how his family helped influence his evolution on the issue of marriage, saying that his daughters, Malia and Sasha, have friends whose parents are same-sex couples. And we care about Bristol Palin's opinion. Why is that again? Okay, what the heck? And then, of course, not surprising, multiple top Democrats said Thursday the president's senior aides are deeply annoyed with Vice President Joe Biden for forcing the conversation on same-sex marriage. One source said Biden has in the past counseled the president against announcing support for same-sex marriage, making the circumstances it much more frustrating, although other sources said they have not heard Biden make that point in recent years. But once he opened his mouth, it was kind of time to say, okay, well, I've been evolving on this, and it was one of the quickest evolutions that's ever taken place. On the other side of the coin, and I'm not, I just when it's so completely stupid, I have to tell you. I just when it's so completely inane, I have to say something. And that's the people that Romney, when Romney was in school, he might have been a bully. He might have been teasing people when Romney was in school. In school, how long ago was that? Please. We're trying to elect a president here, for God's sake. It just makes me crazy. It's like, okay. Can we just do a president? Okay. I think this is going on. Boy, here was a thing in Morro Bay on the front page of the paper today about this, how much crap they got out of Morro Bay Harbor that, you know, this guy was cleaning up. And he said it's just absolutely amazing. Bowling balls, toilets, tires, cell phones, all that stuff. Just a ton of stuff right there. Actually, about 3,000 pounds of stuff. And he said he's just barely touched the surface. So that's really a shame. San Luis Coastal cutbacks trigger outrage. Speakers plead with trustees not to scale back popular programs, including K-3 music instruction. And, you know, everybody's going to do that. You know, this is the grief we face. And yet the question then remains, are the administrative salaries excessive? And is there too much administration? You know, I mean, our schools are going to heck. It's really, really, really spooky. And then I should mention that Vidal Sassoon died, if you haven't heard it already, at 84 years old. What was his slogan? Don't leave him home without it? Something I forget. Anyway, it had to do with hairdos. Other things that are going on in our world. Oh, this is the coolest thing of all today. Mars rover on the move after surviving winter. So the little dude, they huddled up somewhere, you know, and turned some things off. And then, now the sun's hitting the thing again, they turned it back on, and it works. And they're sending on a little journey. So, and here's the amazing thing. Since landing in 2004, Opportunity has surpassed expectations as Twin Spirit lost contact in 2010, not long after it got stuck in a sand trap. These things were launched in 2004 for a six-month period. They were hoping that they could get 6 months out of these things. And here it's 2012, and this little dude's still running around the moon. I think that's just the greatest thing. Whoever made this, have them make everything else for NASA, for the federal government, for the Defense Department. Whoever made this, have them make everything else. There's no, forget, we don't need to bid. We need to have these people make everything we need because these people apparently know how to do it. It's like, holy cow. U.S. tried to free POW from Taliban. You know, we do have a guy, Bowie Bergdahl, who's an American POW of the Taliban, which is never good, of course. And so somehow it got leaked that, you know, the Obama administration was considering perhaps letting somebody do a swap with him and somebody in Guantanamo. But now that's out in the open, who knows? And, you know, all of a sudden, and the administration should be really concerned about this, and the American people have a right to be concerned about the fact that information like the Unabombers, not the Unabomber, the Skivvy bombers, Skivvies, and all that, you know, this information is getting out, and it just has to stop. It has to stop. I hope they find out who's doing this. I hope they find out who's leaking this information all the time. Do you understand that this person's life, this Bowie's guy's life, is in serious danger? And I mean, you know, if you recall in the past how they take care of people that they're not happy about, I mean, really, I don't understand. It's like, well, I'd rather feel important enough to release this information to somebody that I'm not supposed to than care about the guy's life, which is what you're doing. But, well, that's the way it works right there. Under Obama, absence-only education finds a new foothold. In review of 225 pregnancy prevention plans, 225 prevention pregnancy plans, are we kidding? Anyway, Heritage Keepers strategy is among 28 found to be evidence-based. So they say, yeah, it does work to say, you know, don't do that. But from everything else, if you bother to read everything else, you may be... I'm going to say it. I know we're not supposed to say adult things anymore about adult situations. I know we're supposed to not read books that might have adult information, and we're not supposed to do anything in the whole world. But the interesting and fascinating fact is the fact that a lot of kids have replaced intercourse with oral sex. And so they say, well, I'm not doing sex. I'm a virgin. Meanwhile, they're getting terrible diseases of the throat and everything. Yeah. You can take that. Now, here we had this big deal going on about the coppers that have this special tattoo and they're like all in a gang. And then two Southern California police officers were ordered Wednesday to stand trial on the death of a mentally ill homeless man who was beaten in a violent confrontation last summer. Orange County Superior, this is in Santa Ana, Orange County Superior Court Judge Walker Schwarm made the ruling after a hearing that included surveillance video in the confrontation of Fullerton between the officers and 37-year-old Kelly Thomas. Officer Manuel Ramos is charged with second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. Corporal Jay Sinelli is charged with involuntary manslaughter, assault, or battery by a public officer. Both have pleaded not guilty, as you can imagine. But it can't be good. It's not good. The police have to, as hard as their job is, you know, they got to stay under control. They really do. It's the most important things in our society that has to happen. All right, other things going on. Panel case homes for land covered by rare trees. Yeah, why not? After decades of environmental fights, California's chief coastal regulator approved a scaled-back development plan Wednesday by Clint Eastwood-backed group on a breathtaking swath of real estate covered by rare Monterey pines. California Coastal Commission voted unanimously to allow Pebble Beach Company to build 90 homes in Montgomery County's Del Monte Forest. Company can also build a new 100-unit hotel on the former site of Spyglass Quarry and expand its lodge in Pebble Beach. Because it's Clint Eastwood. You have to really be honest about it. Star power. I get star power. Hey, the president's going to have a $40,000 a plate dinner tonight at George Clooney's. What do they put on a plate that's cost $40,000? What are they serving you something that we commoners have never had before? Because, you know, you figure for $40,000 you should have something very, very unique and special, like unicorn or something. But I don't know what they serve. It's the only thing I'm thinking about. Mermaid, if you want surf, you get the unicorn. If you want turf, you get the unicorn. If you want surf, you get a mermaid. That's only fair. I don't know, because I've been involved in these $40,000 dinners. And so here's the story where the deputies matching skull tattoos may celebrate shootings. Now let's look at the other side of this. If anything that they can find that these officers were involved in were not non-bogus shootings, you know, where everything was totally the way it should be and they followed the law, and unfortunately somebody had to get shot because, you know, they're going to kill the police officer or put him in jeopardy. If they did an investigation and found that to be true, then what difference would it make? Who cares? It's a little childish, I admit. You know, well, we'll just all join a club and get a tattoo. I mean, it's like, it's not necessary for most adults, but okay. It can happen. It can happen. Well, I want to get up here for you because I got the other stuff that's going on. All right, remember what I told you about the Russian thing? The Russians found the plane wreckage in Indonesia. The plane crashed into a volcano, not inside it, but on the side of it. And so it's at a height of about 5,800 feet, and this was south of Jakarta. Here's what they said. Meanwhile, the Russian investigative committee said it had launched a criminal probe into possible safety violations. So that means that they're not looking at whether or not there could be something wrong with the plane. It's just wrong with the plane. They're looking at, you know, whoever fixed it or didn't fix it or flew it or whatever. I told you yesterday that's what they would do. Can't be the plane. You know, we don't design bad planes. Not in Russia. Doesn't happen. Okie dokie. Well, we know that for sure. All right, now we got some other weird stuff going on here today, which I'm always get excited about. Oh my God! Okay, let's do the story. Let's just do it, and it'll take a moment to do it because that's what it does. Okay, maybe it'll be faster than I thought. Then maybe it'll be slower. How can I know? I'm ready now. We're all ready. Please, start.
I see my mom.
Go Go ahead. What is it, hon?
Mom and my grandma, and of course, I'm like, well, why can't I be like that?
18-year-old Madison Landis has wanted breast implants for as long as she can remember.
I actually wanted it when I was like in, I'm going to say like the end of middle school.
She is a double A cup, wears padded bras, and we caught up with her just minutes before going under the knife to become a 34C.
I feel like it'll make me more confident for college and less insecure about myself.
Maddie is on her high school drill team and just wants to feel more feminine.
I can actually fit into like a lot of clothes that people are making these days for girls that are more developed than I am. My mom asked if I wanted to do this as a present.
And here's mom, Tanya. She was flat-chested and got breast implants at age 24, so she understands how her daughter feels.
And it's something she felt really strongly about, and you know, she's 18, it's her body, and so we're willing to support her decision.
For critics who say this is not the right message to send to teens, Dad simply says this won't only affect her bra size, it will enhance her self-image.
Why do you buy a kid a new vehicle when they graduate? It's all about their self-esteem. If that they want, you know, that's what, I mean, you try to do whatever it takes for your kids and make them feel better and be stronger in life.
The Food and Drug Administration doesn't recommend breast implants for women under age 18, so Maddie made the cut. Her plastic surgeon, Dr. Franklin Rose,
made
says Maddie
cut?
Made a good choice.
She has breasts barely bigger than mine. I mean, just almost reverse A cup. So only patients like Maddie and her ilk would know all of the teasing, perhaps, that occurred in junior high locker rooms, for example. So it's almost a reconstructive operation rather than a cosmetic procedure.
Everybody's going to be so surprised. They're not going to know what to say.
I don't know what to say myself either. So you ask the father, you know. Is your daughter doing well in college? I don't know, but at least she's a big boob.
For three decades now, slow roasted coffee has been waking up the Central Coast. Most of you already know that your local grocery stores carry slow roasted coffee, but I'll bet you didn't know that you can now shop directly at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. That's right, walk in the door and you might smell the beans a-roastin'. When you shop at Slow Roasted Coffee, you'll find an expanded variety of coffee choices. And when you buy a 10-pound bag of your favorite coffee blend, you'll save an additional 10%. One more good thing, you'll receive two free samples with your order. So come on by and see for yourself where Slow Roasted Coffee comes from. You can shop weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just give them a call in advance, please. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. And they'll have your order waiting for you. Find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Slow Roasted Coffee, a tradition that tastes great.
Make this Mother's Day one to remember with Mother's Day brunch with an ocean view at the Sea Venture Restaurant in Pismo Beach. Treat mom to a delicious three-course menu prepared by executive chef Casey Walcott, featuring items like filet or garden benedict, orange swirl French toast, lavender-encrusted salmon, chopped warm shrimp salad, or the signature Sea Venture dish with seafood and shellfish over a saffron risotto. You'll have a choice of appetizers and top off this outstanding brunch with the Mother's Day dessert buffet. So let mom know you care, and she'll not only have a wonderful meal, but also enjoy the pristine beach and ocean views from the Sea Venture. And Mother's Day afternoon will feature live music on the deck from 2 to 6 p.m. And, of course, the fabulous Sea Venture dinner menu will be available if you'd rather come in later and watch the sunset over the waves. So make reservations now for the Sea Venture Mother's Day brunch. Wonderful food and ambiance and a day to remember. Call 773-3463 now for reservations.
This is Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network, with Bill Benica.
And Jay Melly, one of the all-time great, 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 great songs. Great, great, great songs on Jay Melly. I always loved it. All right. Here, Bill, this is Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network. Right now it's at 131, and the Weather Wizard says we should be climbing into the mid-70s or so today. And then we're going to have a little bit of a cooling trend. It's going to start to get a little bit cooler, but not greatly. And so that's our weather guess. That's our microclimate. Who knows for sure, but we think weather thingy. Okay. Now, you know what? How do you get hot? Can you? Is this a paying job? I mean, I don't know about this. I mean, I don't know that about it. Central Coast State Senator Sam Blakesley from San Luis Obispo, which chose not to run for re-election this year, will form a public policy think tank, he announced Wednesday. He said the California Reform Institute will seek ways for polarized political parties to work across the aisle for the good of the state. As a state legislator for 8 years, I saw firsthand how difficult it was to advance pragmatic, common-sense solutions to our state's problems, Blakesley said. So that's what and guess where the money's coming from, which is a crack up. The seed money for the Institute, $750,000, will come from Charles Munger Jr., who supported the California successful redistricting reform and measures Prop 11 and 20 that actually made Sam decide not to run for reelection. Hey, you know, politics made strange bedfellows. I think about stuff. I could work at a think tank. If nothing else, I would think about thinking about stuff. So there you are right there. Firestone Walker brews up a win once again at the World Beer Cup as the fourth championship title for the Paso Bays Brewery at the international competition. Good for them, good for them. And then here's the thing. This I'm always amazed at this because I know people say, Bill, you could have. That's not, can't be true. It's true. Good day, baby. Atascadero Zoo's latest addition is a young wallaby. I guess these little guys are being born. So here's the deal. Honest to gosh, when I was a salesman years and years and years ago in L.A., I happened to go into a shopping center in San Bernardino, and I don't know why, who knows why, and they had a pet store there, and out front in a fenced area, they had wallabies, and you could buy one. Now, I don't know how high a wallaby can hop. Probably pretty high. So you'd have to have kind of a strange yard configuration, I guess. But I thought, well, that'd be kind of different. I didn't buy one. All right, other things going on. The ballots are in on the Pomo pipeline, but nobody does news till 5 o'clock at night, so we don't have any idea. We will. There was a time when it wasn't always like that. On the Central Coast. Matter of fact, when we go to KVC, we're going to have I invite you to join me at, I think it's 5:15, I hope I'm right, 5:15 tonight with Dave Congleton, and he'll give me a minute or two, and we're going to talk about some of the old days and old times at KVC and all that kind of stuff. But we had a full-time news department that, you know, if something happened, you heard about it. Yeah, well, all right. Bike Month activists are in full swing in San Luis Obispo County. We got all the bikey events and everything, and watch out for bicycles. And, you know, a lot of bicyclists, even though I know you get mad at the ones that ride, you know, 10 abreast in the bike lanes out in the country, I understand. I know you get really mad at the ones that blow through a stop sign, even though I have seen more cars blow through stop signs than bicycles ever. Remember what I told you. In California, if you decide you have if you turn on a right, turn on a red and haven't stopped, you're blowing a red light. You could be pulled over for that. I know you're saying, but wait a minute, everybody does that. Oh, well. Though, if you count the number of cars that are doing that on a given day versus the number of bicyclists that are going through a stop sign on a given day, I hate to tell you, the motorists have won hands down. And when you get to the downtown area, understand this. I know it's hard to understand, but I took a bike class because I really wanted to know more about it, and that's back when I could ride a bike. And here was the thing. When you're in a downtown area where you have a speed limit of 25 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour, 15 miles, whatever it may be, when you're in a downtown core, the person on a bicycle can take what they call control of the lane. They don't have to ride way over on either side like on Higuera Street, you know. They can, because they're going as fast as you're going. And so they can be ride right in the middle and give their hand signals and turn off when they want to and all that kind of stuff. But as long as they can keep up with traffic, then they can be in the traffic. I mean, they can be right in the middle of the lane. I know people are like, what? I don't like that at all. Oh, well. I wish I could sneeze quarters, but I can't. Okay, other things that have gone on. Oh, I mention this only because I've never been there. BevMo is going to open in Paso Robles next week. I know we have one. I know we have a BevMo. What's that still called? The Irish Hills Center? Is that what the Costco, Home Depot area is called? I don't know. I should go see it. All right. The other thing, too, I want to tell you about it. Bill designed to draw attention to what is being called a silent epidemic of viral hepatitis, especially among baby boomers, this past the state Senate. Senator Sam Lakely said passage recently of this bill declaring May to be Viral Hepatitis Awareness Month is especially good timing, given that the Federal Centers for Disease Control has announced it intends to increase testing of the baby boomer generation in an attempt to mitigate the disturbing increase in hepatitis deaths. But know this comes from a wide variety of places, and so what they really are saying is they're saying you should be tested. If you're a baby boomer, you might want to be tested for hepatitis for different reasons. Now, a lot of it has to do with drug use, for people. But if you were in the military, and you were in the military back in the 60s, middle 60s on, people before that didn't do this, but then you still could check. Hepatitis B comes from the way they injected us with all these stuff they did, you know, how many, 20 injections or something. Okay, so all that goo they put in you, the way they did it, they found, because I was involved in covering a story about a study that was being done in San Luis Obispo. We got picked as a county for the people that were military people that had hepatitis B. And this was one of the main reasons that they had it. So, you know, just have yourself tested. It's really important because hepatitis is one of those things that you don't know that it's really a problem until now it's too late. Oh, okay, now you know you have it? Well, guess what? Now that you know you have it, it's no good because it just craps out your liver. So pay attention to it. That's my suggestion. If in doubt, test. If you're not sure, get a test. Perspective in the Tribune on San Jose Mercury News. As Wednesday dawn, supporters of equal rights for gay Americans mourn the loss in North Carolina, where voters one day before had approved a vicious constitutional amendment that bans not only same-sex marriage, but also civil unions. It's the weirdest law. I've never heard of such a thing, and it cannot possibly be constitutionally okay. It can't be. It can't be. Anyway, but then again, here was the thing with President Obama supporting that thing. So they're all behind that thing. Now, here's another interesting thing. Here's what they had to say. This was an article that came up that I thought I'd share with you. It's not just issue of love or even politics. States that legalize gay marriage also experience a significant economic boost. There's 646,464 same-sex couples in the U.S., give or take, but only about 50,000 same-sex couples have married, according to the Williams Institute for Sexual Orientation, Law, and Public Policy at UCLA. If more states legalize gay marriage, all that pent-up demand could trigger a wedding boom, sparking economic activity as more couples book venues, buy wedding cakes, jewelry, and marriage licenses, and secure hotel rooms for guests. Couples spend $27,000 on an average on a wedding, according to a survey of marriage people. Although same-sex couples generally spend less, they still leaves room for a significant windfall to the $74 billion wedding industry if more couples marry. So, yeah, gay couples mean big business right there. So, it's, you know, there you go. Add some more dough. In Massachusetts, the Williams Institute estimated that marriage equality added $111 million to the state's economy. It's pretty cool. I have to tell you about Spencer's. I get behind. Because I want to tell you, they got the beef tri-tips for $3.99 a pound, and they're the Harris Ranch, and they're just plain yummy, and you'll love them. And then they have natural baby pork back ribs and their Prairie Fresh natural pork, which are excellent, $3.99 a pound. And then barbecued split chicken. You're going to say, that's $3.99 a pound? No, 99 cents a pound. And then they have other great stuff. So here you're having your barbecue. You have your beef tri-tip. You're going to do your Santa Maria thing. Here you have ranch-style beans right here, all kinds of different ranch-style beans for dessert. You have Breyers ice cream, two for $6. And Breyers is absolutely the top-notch ice cream. It's got the fewest ingredients. Their vanilla ice cream has three ingredients, I can tell you that. Here's Bud Light. You want to need a brewski over here? Bud Light, $18.99 for the 30-pack of Bud Light. Let me see what else I can get you here. You want some corn or something like that or other kind of vegetables? They have Springfield, only $1.50 each, two for $3. You get green peas, mixed veggies, or cut corn. No succotash. No succotash. And other things they have that make you happy and keep your thing going on here. Yeah, that'd be good for you. Oh, they got a, you get a bottle of Hooch for $15.99, Jack Daniel's very best. And then here's your choice for 99 cents each. I have to get to this because there's so many great things that you can choose from for 99 cents each. Chicken of the Sea chunk white tuna, not light tuna, white tuna, for 99 cents a can, which is really good. Banquet Value Dinners, 99 cents. I'm having a hard time with that. 99 cents. Hunt Spaghetti Sauce, 99 cents. Ortega Green Chilies, 99 cents. Libby's Vegetables, 99 cents. Springfield Assorted Pasta, 99 cents. Rice Pilaf, 99 cents. Chili, Lowry Meal Mix, chili, spaghetti sauce, whatever you want to pick, that's Lowry's, 99 cents. Dole Pineapple in the 8.5-ounce can, 99 cents. Juicer Tea, that's in the 20-ounce bottles for 99 cents. Lipton Tea Bag, 16-count for 99 cents. And Bounty Basic Paper Towels, if you spill your iced tea or the other stuff, the happy drink, you can get it, clean it right up right there. Single roll package, 99 cents. So if it's available, Spencer's has it, I can tell you that right now. Plus, don't forget, you can always order special meats from John Spencer. You know, I mean, weird, wild, and crazy stuff. You can just go to the butcher shop and say, butcher me up some of this stuff. Spencer's Fresh Market is in 5 locations on the Central Coast, in Tascadero, Morro Bay, Aurora, Grandy, San Luis Obispo, and in Santa Maria. California. Man, everything's going on. I wish Naomi had written this letter earlier, because if it's far enough back to where you've already taken your trash and recycled it, your newspapers and whatnot, and you recycled your newspapers, then you really can't refer back to it. And this is you're talking about, you know, 3 weeks. Referring to Bob Cuddy's April 22nd column, apparently Mr. Cuddy does not live in San Luis Obispo and has not experienced the broken window syndrome. The 10 years before the present city council took office, San Luis Obispo neighborhoods were sorely neglected. The problems became so severe that residents fled the city in droves, and now the city is 65% rentals. There were 3,000 police calls per year, noise complaints, vandalism, graffiti, and crime that contributed to the exodus. Many of my good friends and neighbors moved away because they could no longer endure what was going on. Just one small section of Foothill Boulevard had 4 couches installed on top of roofs. Fences were ripped off. Property was vandalized. If it weren't for the hard work and the volunteers that belong to Residents for Quality Neighborhoods, there's no telling what slow resident neighborhoods would be like today. And I have to tell you, this group, I'm familiar with this. I'm familiar with people in this group, and you have a huge, you know, all along Foothill Boulevard, there's a huge student population. When you get up to the, you take Tassajara and you take all those side streets that go up from there, it's just there's a lot of students there, and. You know, the people that, you know, this is their life, this is their investment, you know, their life's investment, their house and everything, and then they, all of a sudden, somebody rents the one next door and they have mayhem. And I feel so, so very bad for those people. I really do. And I believe the city and Cal Poly should do every single thing it can ever do to mitigate that. All right, profits up, deficit rising, blame tax breaks. Here's a guy right here, Dan Moran, blame the tax break. Yeah, we're trying. We're doing that. That's what we're doing. And here's this comment here. This is, so they say, Michael J. Boney, a civil lawyer for Victim One, calling Jerry Sandusky's lawyer, Joe Amendola's discovery request an effort to impede the credibility of alleged child rape victims and a despicable act of cowardice. He said, talk about an insult to injury. First the boy was raped. Now Amendola seeks to besmirch a victim's character in the press. No doubt they taint the jury pool. It's also wrong. Now they're gonna mount. I don't know how they can mount. How can you mount a morals? God. Well, that's how they do. That's what defense law is about. Sandusky didn't want to do it. The boy made him. Okay. So he's a child. Sandusky was trying to get away. As a matter of fact. Okay, here's the other thing, too. Here's a headline. I'll just read the headline. Senior citizens work longer because they can and they must. Pretty well wraps that up. All right, what else do we have here? Let me see if I got something else I got to share with you. Here's a weird story. If you're one of the millions of people who purchased an iPad between September 12, 2006 and March 31st of 2009, which I think I might be in that category, you might be in for a surprising email from Real Networks. The company, which developed Real Player and the service Harmony, has officially enlisted iPod owners in their class action lawsuit against Apple, though you do not have the right to recuse yourself. Oh, you do have the right to recuse yourself. Why Real Networks? Back in 2004, the company created the music service Harmony, a digital rights management translation service that allowed users to play songs downloaded from the Real Player music store on Apple's iPod. But as the iPod user knows, songs must be loaded into iTunes to be played on an Apple device. That's because Apple created an iPod, so they did stuff, and they say it's no good that they did it, and so now there's going to be a class action suit. All of a sudden, Apple's in the news for a lot of weird stuff lately. I don't know. I don't think I pay for iTunes. I mean, I don't have a monthly fee for iTunes. And so once I'll be honest with you, I suppose people play music when they're doing computer work, I guess. I just tend not to do that. But I have an iPod, and I've loaded, I forget how many songs, 2,000 songs on the darn thing or whatever it is. I know, I'm sorry, 1,200. I think I have 1,200 in my iPod. And so I got 1,200 songs on my thing. I set it for play and continuous play, you know, and when I turn on the stereo, there it is, it's playing, and when I turn off the stereo, it's not playing, but it's always going. Okay. I'm trying to get upset, but I can't. Zip Drive connects. Zipcar isn't your parents' rent-a-car company. It's hip, trendy, and profitable. Now, they're not really saying something here. They're leaving something out, I guess. Benchmark US Oil gave up 20 cents to finish 96.81 barrel in New York. The 6 day retail gasoline prices fell by more than a penny to a national average of 3.75 per gallon, according to Auto Club AA, Wright Express, and Oil Price Information Service. A gallon of regular, cost for a gallon of regular gasoline and unleaded was in our county was 4.28, about 5 cents lower than a month ago, a report. So this Zipcar, there's a thing called a Zipcar. It's a little car. It's an electric car. Do they mean that? Do they mean the electric zip car, or is this a whole other zip car? I've read the whole thing over and over, and I don't know, I don't understand. I don't know what they're talking about. That's and they've tried to put in major metropolitan areas, and you know, so you can park. You do your Zoom. How much is it an hour? It's real cheap an hour. It's $8 an hour, I think it is. And that includes gas, and everything else. So yeah, it's $8 an hour. And so Zipcar generates about $63 a day from each of its 10,000 vehicles and has earned nearly $4 million in the fourth quarter. So I don't know. The ride-on guy has his own funny car thing that you can drop off and jump in and do all that kind of stuff. So I'm not sure what the Zipcar thing is exactly. Is it a regular car that's zippy? Or is it just is it a Zipcar, which there's actually an electric car named Zipcar? Yeah, I don't know either. All right, one thing right here. We're going to do this. I got to get to this. I got to tell you what's going on. Tipping point. Family locked in restaurant for skimping on mandatory gratuity. In Houston, Texas, a family claims they were locked into a La Fisherman restaurant after refusing to pay a 70% tip on their meal. The restaurant policy states that the percentage will be automatically added to the tab for parties of five or more. Customer Jasmine Marks told whoever this is that the staff was rude, the drinks weren't refilled, and her group received generally poor service. Marks asked if she could speak to a manager or have the auto gratuity stripped from the bill, but claims the staff locked the doors and told her her options were to pay for the 17% or speak with the police outside. According to Marks, the first police officer arrived who was summoned was unable to give her a straight answer on the legality of the situation. Her party eventually paid the tip in order to avoid any further difficulty. Automatic tips, or autograts, as they're sometimes called, are often used by restaurants to ensure that their staff is fairly compensated for the greater amount of effort it takes to attend to a larger party. The server will sometimes have a large table at their side, focused for the duration of the meal, and won't be making tips from any other tables. This tip, which is generally clearly stated on a menu or when making a reservation for a large group, ensures that a server will be compensated for their time. Having stated policy in place, usually 18% is really what it is, can eliminate awkwardness and confusion over tipping etiquette, especially if you're doing with business colleagues or people you don't really know especially well. On the flip side, patrons sometimes have felt that they're being tricked into tipping more, especially if the server hasn't pointed out what the gratuity was, or discriminated against if the autograt isn't always applied. Our tip, always check the restaurant policy when you dine with a large group. Be sure to pour over the bill at the end. Weigh in on the autocrat and the comment. Oh, okay. So what they're basically saying is you know, they're not saying if it's what happens with this or not, if it's legal or illegal. So if you are automatically, you have to pay an 18% tip, which is usually what the gratuity is on a large group. You have to pay. And what if your service is cruddy? You know? Why should you be forced to pay 18%? Something stinks there. Other news. Other news. I still have some stuff here. Oh, I already told you that one. Well, this has some more political stuff. I'm just going to look at it real quick to see if there's anything I want to mention. They mentioned once again. So here's the thing right here. Romney apologized for high school teasing. Let's talk about what we need to talk about in this country. Could we? I don't want to talk about him in high school. I don't talk about where Obama was born anymore. Jeez, we got a country to run here. Get a clue. All right, that's how I felt about that. I get upset. It's like, you know, what do you do? All right, let's see. Last night it was the Dodgers' turn to beat the Giants. Lincecum, so they did the job right there. And then other things are going on, baseball on TV today. Oh, there is no. Okay. No events scheduled for today. So we'll just have to wait and see. All right, that's what's going on with the sports. There was nothing else to really mention. And then let me see if there's anything else that I haven't got to that I should have got to and told you about and somehow screwed up. All right? Because it's possible. It could happen. I know there was one other thing I wanted to mention. Well, here we're back. Well, I don't want to even go over it because we did it yesterday. But the U.S. Postal Service takes a new route to cut its costs by saying, okay, we're going to change the hours. I just find that weird. I just find it weird. I still think the Saturday thing's the way to go. But at the same time, I don't use the postal. I mean, I use the postal. I have a P.O. box I use. But that sign's always open anyway. So I don't know how much people use the post office at all during the night and day, whatever hours they have. And if they're cut back, it would really matter. I don't know. You know who passed away? Airline pilot Denny Fitch was hitching a ride home on a DC-10 in 1989 when he heard an explosion somewhere in the back of the jet. He made his way to the cockpit to see if the crew needed help. Inside, he found three men desperately trying to keep the giant plane in the air after losing all hydraulic control. Remember this. This was in Sioux City. And so the pilot was trying to fly without any hydraulics. This guy was trying to add motor when they could add motor and take motor off and do all these things. Anyway, the plane crashed, and it did kill 111 people. But 184 people walked away that no way would have walked away, no way, if he hadn't been involved in it. So he died of cancer Monday at the age of 69. So here's the story right here. Librarians pull two steamy 50 Shades novels from the shelves. Best-selling romance trilogies have been described as mommy porn. Mommy porn. But here's the thing right here. This week, the steamy book holds the top three spots on the New York Times bestseller list. Time to grow up. Afternoon, 5:15. I'll be on KVC 9:20 a.m. and I'll be joining Dave Conlon. We'll talk about the good old days or what kind of days they were. We'll get to the bottom of that, And if you can join us then, that'd be fine. And then until tomorrow at 12 noon, may all your trials be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Bye, bye, bye. Happy trails to you.